all that kind of stuff in them days, they used to call that. Well, so I tell you about that, my wife lived over here on the bayou.
Yeah.
Bear Fork from here. She walked and went to Slidell and got material and made her a dress and went to the dance that night with that dress. Now you know that was moving, eh? She made that dress after she come from Slidell and she went to the dance that night with that dress. She talks about that all the time. See, them girls talk about they got it hard and all that. See, shoot. They didn't have it hard.
Yeah, a woman might take a... What would she do when she was fixing herself up? She'd say... you'd say... In getting ready to go to that, you'd say she was...
Getting ready to go to the dance?
She was doing what? She was...
Well, we used to kid them and all that sometimes. We'd tell them they were primping up and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And them days, they wouldn't go to a dance unless their parents go. Their parents had to be there with them. Yes, indeed.
And a man, he would do what? He would...
He would clean himself up, you know, and all.
Get a what? You might get a... To fix your hair, you might get a comb or a...
Oh, he'd comb himself and all. You know, try to get himself neat and
comb
all.
Comb or a... Hair.
He'd have comb. In them days, they used to comb part of them on the side. You see this, what I got here?
Yeah.
That's what caused that. I used to part my hair. Mama used to part my hair on the side. And that's what it left me with. You see how they stiff there? Now we can make them things stay down. When I got old enough, then I didn't like that idea of parting them things. I never could part them right, so I just went straight back with them. I was style then.
Yeah.
So I say, well, I'll keep mine that way, going straight back. And I never did change.
Well, you could use a comb, or you might use the things that had...
They would have combs.
Or the things that had a, you know, hair.
They used to curl their hair with a hot iron, like.
Yeah.
A curler that would clamp. They would heat it to a certain extent, and then it'd be warm, like, and then they'd put their hair in and then they'd roll it.
Yeah.
They'd leave it stay there a while, and after a while they'd open it. And the hair would be all curly and all that.
Yeah. But a man might comb, he might straighten his hair with a comb, or he might use a brush
or something like that.
Take it and do
what he wanted to do with it. Them days, most of the time, we had a different kind of tonic we used. My tonic I'd use them days, hair tonic, would be Lucky Tiger. Boy, I think you could smell that thing, God Almighty. Nowadays, I use that wild root oil cream.
Yeah.
That's all I use.
Yeah. You take a brush and...
I just put it in my hand, like, and just do that, and
yeah.
Just run it through my hair.
Straighten your hair, you might take a brush. And
then I'll take a comb, that's all.
You don't use a, you never?
Never use a brush in my hair, never.
You comb your hair, I
comb them all the time.
You never?
But they don't still comb long in my hair.
Yeah.
I got stiff hair, like. I used to have a whole lot more hair than I got now.
You got a lot of hair.
I got a lot of hair for my age, but I used to have a whole lot more than that. I can feel it where they're getting thin.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to lose them in here.
Yeah.
I'd run in the family. Most of my family and on my daddy's side, they all had like a horseshoe. It was all clean on top. And on my mother's side, well, they all died with their hair just like they always had. Some of them even died old and they didn't even have gray hair.
So you must have...
I must have took on the mother's side.